Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Amorme Show. I'm so excited to be interviewing again. He's a friend of the program, Josh Barnett. He's running for Congress, and we're going to be talking about his campaign, what he stands for, but also we're going to talk about affidavits. Everywhere I go, I preach about Josh Barnett and David Jose because people really need to get a hold of the whole idea of these affidavits and how powerful they are. People are scared with losing their jobs with the jab. And so we're going to talk about affidavits. We're going to talk about his campaign. But first, I want you to go visit my brand new website, theambermayshow.com. Thanks to jodd.com. That's JADDD.com. If you're going to go with a do a website, go with a Patriot. Don't just go to GoDaddy. Vote with your wallet. Use a Patriot. And if you're an employer and you're hiring and you're not requiring the jab, then I want you to fill out a form on the resource tab. On the resource tab, there's a form to fill out, and I want to help job seekers find employment that doesn't require the jab. Now, again, I'm also one of those people that you can work alongside me. I don't require the jab. So for if you want to come work alongside me, hit the contact page and say, hey, I'd love more information about what you do. And what we do is we help people build sustainable tax-free retirement that also protects them should they become ill or injured. They have money coming in because if you become ill or injured, and I've had cases like that, I wasn't able to work for a period of time. So we help you with the sustainable tax-free retirement and bring money in. So if you want to help people with financial wealth, then come work alongside me. We can learn more. Contact me at theambermayshow.com. Also, we have brand new merch on the site. You gotta check it out. I want you to look at the brand new merch on the site. But also, cancel culture has affected the MyPillow company, and the MyPillow company is passing the savings on to you right now. You can get a classic MyPillow for $19.98 with promo code AMBER. So save yourself some money. Go shopping with Patriots. Do your Christmas shopping now. Go to mypillow.com. Use promo code AMBER. Save up to 66% off and grab that pillow while you can. Regularly priced $69.98. And now is the season everyone's getting sick. Hey, I want you to go visit drstellamd.com. Go grab her Covivites. Support your immune system before you get sick, but also set up a telemed appointment so you can fulfill an ivermectin prescription with her and use promo code AMBERMAY and save money. That's what we're all about. Everything that I talk about on the show will be in the description, so always check out the description. Also, make sure you go to my Patriot page because Josh Barnett's website is on my Patriot page. So I always want to support Patriots. We need to vote with our wallet. Thank you so much, Josh, for taking time out of your busy day as a business owner, as someone who's running a campaign, someone teaching affidavits. Oh my gosh, like you are the most busiest man I know. So thank you for taking time to be on our program.
Well, thank you for having me. Anytime I get a chance to talk with real patriots, it's always fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so one thing I want my audience to do, get a hold of Josh Barnett's website. I think it's barnettforaz.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Barnettforaz.com. We need to support him. He needs to raise money for campaigns. And I totally get where he's coming from. Like, I don't like asking people for money. It feels weird. So I'm going to do it for him. And I want you guys to go and support him. Give a couple bucks. If you have $5, give $5. If you have 50, give 50. We need to support patriots. We need men like him in Congress to really put the fight and put the people's feet to the fire. And that's what I'm so excited to support Josh Barnett because the things he's doing for Arizona and also around the country is incredible. And we're going to talk about that with the affidavits. So just to recap, if you don't know who Josh Barnett is, which I'd be surprised if you don't, but if you don't, he has helped business owners open up when everyone was closing down across the nation. He's helping people keep their jobs. He's helping you unmask your children and not require the vax at school. He's helped with the audits. The list goes on and on. This is a man we need to be behind and support. So, like I've already talked a little bit about what you stand for in your campaign, but please share with us like more about, the fight and why you're doing what you're doing, why you're even trying to go to the swamp. I mean, we need good men like you to start ousting the bad people in the swamp, but what made you compelled to even start campaigning?
Well, when I first decided I wanted to run, it had a lot to do with the direction of the country that I saw potentially going. Because I, especially when I saw I'll say the maladministration in the election of 2020. But even before that, I saw what the Democrats were trying to do. I saw what Obama did, and I saw what they were trying to do. And I knew that President Trump was that kind of deterrent for 4 years, right? Of cutting off their master plan, I would say. And when I saw the election, what happened, we knew exactly what the deep state was trying to do. You know, we knew exactly what they were trying to do. And we look at it today. Look what's happening. It's absolutely on a level of Stalin at this point, what we see happening in America, which is just, it's unacceptable. And we're going to continue fighting. We're not going to let it happen. You know, they can try to dictate all they want, but everything they're doing is wholly unconstitutional. And it's up to us, guys. It's up to us, the people, to fight back, not our elected servants. Yes, we can use them. There are employees, right? Mm-hmm. But it's up to us to handle this. There's no one man or one person or a master plan or all that nonsense you hear about. It is up to us to fix this problem. And that's kind of the attitude that David and I have taken from the get-go with notices and affidavits and the people declaring their rights, shining a light on what's wrong, and then telling them we expect it to be corrected.
You know, you guys are very refreshing, because for so long, we've just been waiting for someone else to save the day. And a lot of us were waiting for President Trump to save the day. Oh, President Trump's going to defund the swamp. President Trump's going to fix all of our problems. And he did a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. He did a lot. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you've been so refreshing to say, no, it's us and us alone that are responsible to fix this problem. And you put the responsibility back on we the people. And that's a very powerful thing, because if we expect someone else to do the job, we're going to be waiting all day. No one's coming to the rescue. And if we just sit on our butts and not do anything, then for sure, 100% we're going to fall. Like, there's no even doubt in my mind. It's like you said, it's up to us, we the people, to get in the fight. So how do we the people get in the fight? Because I get phone calls every day, and I bet you do too, Josh, about, hey, I'm about to lose my job. What do I do? My kids are about to get the shot. What do I do? So how do we fix the problem? How do we, the people, take control?
Well, you need to, you know, as a business owner, and anybody out there that owns a business or has their own thing, you kind of know a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, if you don't do it, it's not going to get done, you know, or it's not going to get done properly. And that's the kind of attitude I want the people to take. As far as fighting back and what we've done with, and for example, I just had one of my members here at my gym here is a worker at TSA. I gave him an affidavit weeks ago, and they wanted you to email your religious exemption in. Well, he didn't use a religious exemption. Not that he couldn't, but he decided he was going to email. He emailed the affidavit in where the religious exemption was supposed to go.
Oh.
So a day later, he got his exemption.
Nice.
But he never mailed a religious exemption. So he was telling me just yesterday about it. He was kind of laughing because, you know, when you, I and I truly believe this, that when you declare your rights properly on in a legal manner with an affidavit, which is a self-executing document, it's under penalty of perjury, it's notarized, it's basically court on paper, I would say. And we declare our rights, and we dare them to tell me, you know, to us that we're wrong. So here's what our rights are. Here's why I'm doing this. And here's what I expect to happen based off of my rights. And I dare you, under penalty of perjury, to rebut me and tell me that I'm wrong. And guess what? I've yet to see one rebuttal out of all this time that we've been doing it. I haven't seen one super smart attorney out there rebut anything that we've said.
Well, I can testify to that. I haven't sent as many affidavits and notices as you have, but the ones I've sent, I haven't got one rebuttal. And in the affidavits, we always put like a special period of time, whether it's 5 days, 7 days, whatever, that they have to respond, and they can only respond via affidavit. Mm-hmm. And because if they don't, in the language it says, then if you don't refute this, then it stands as true, which is a very powerful thing to say in a legal document, because if we had to go to grand jury, then we already have evidence that stands as true. So I mean, yeah, that's really powerful, and that's why I want people to get their minds wrapped around what you and David are doing, because it's so freaking powerful. And the reason why they're getting away with what they're getting away with is because people don't know their rights, and that's what's so freaking scary. We don't know our rights.
Mm-hmm. That's, no, it's very true. But I've noticed that when people learn their rights and they learn and they understand and comprehend what their power is as the people, you know, we hold all political power. And a lot of people say, oh, you're just saying that or whatever. And we show it to them and they start absorbing and digesting what we can do. Well, what are we going to do if, because we hear this a lot, what if they don't respond to my affidavit? Well, it stands as true. So that's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. But what they didn't know this whole time, and David, we let it out about a month and a half ago, that we're working on direct access to the foreman of the grand juries without the DA and the Bar Association interfering. And constitutionally, those are our juries, the people's, and we want direct access to the foreman so that they can decide what's heard and what's not heard, not the bar or the district attorney blocking things that should be heard, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been working on that. And that's what we've been doing. It's okay. You wanna dismiss this affidavit, not respond. That's fine. This is evidence now, and mm-hmm. we got a stack of them that we're gonna take in, and we're gonna get these grand juries. And this is way back in the day. I mean, you go back to Magna Carta, but since then, the number one thing grand juries were used for was to hold crooked elected officials accountable.
Oh,
that was probably the number one thing that they were used for. And then over time, throughout the early 1900s. The bar and these judges and lawyers all got together and said, ah, man, these people are really, really sticking it to us, you know? So we need to take power back away from these people because they're not smart enough. They don't understand the law the way we do. They're just dumb farmers and you know, and just being extremely condescending, kind of like today. Mm-hmm. And these people don't know any better. So we gotta make sure that we take control of what's heard in front of a grand jury. And that's basically what's happened, you know, since then. Well, now a lot of people are learning and we're trying to teach that those juries are ours, the people's, and we're going to take back direct access and we're not going to let the bar interfere any longer. So that's what we're working on. And that's where these are going to hold, because they're not going to hold one another accountable as we've seen. I mean, very rarely, right? I mean, mm-hmm. We had a coup attempt on the president mm-hmm. with Russiagate. Mm-hmm. And we're finally now, 5 years later, seeing people getting arrested or at least mm-hmm. indicted. So it's almost a joke. And I'm glad Durham's doing what he's doing. I'm mm-hmm. glad that he's, you know, following through. But 5 years later, and you know, after the election, the same thing. The damage has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to fight to undo the damage immediately and not 5 years later and say, oh, yeah, they did steal the election from Trump. When it's not fixable at this point, and what Biden's doing to our country, from the border to our soldiers dying in Afghanistan to $5, $7 gas prices. I mean, I could shut it down.
Empty pipelines. Shelves at the grocery store.
Yeah, the whole issue with the ships sitting off the coast. Buttigieg is on maternity leave. You know, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. This Brandon administration is absurd, and it's fraudulent. It's 100% fraudulent. And we're still pushing for decertification here in Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and these places, because what happened is criminal. And if they aren't held accountable, we don't fix 2020, it's just going to continue. If right. you guys think it's not, you're out of your minds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that point up, especially about Durham and then the length of everything, because I post these videos out. I'm trying to get the people educated on what's going on. And then I get the people start getting frustrated with me. It's been a month and nothing's happened. Decertification hasn't happened. What happened to that rally? Remember the rally after that final hearing? And everyone's like, okay, it's been a month now. Nothing's happened. No decertification. Mm-hmm. The stuff takes a long time. It yeah. doesn't, like, the steal took a long time to plan. Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't just wake up and then 24 hours later they had the steal. It was.
Yeah.
It's redistricting, okay? We had horrible in Arizona. We had a horrible governor, Napolitano, 10 years ago. She was cheating with redistricting. We don't have a great, super great governor now, and he's picking people that aren't super great at redistricting. And then you have people cheating like we saw. I mean, we've had this cheating going on for a long time, but no one could really prove it because No one got too fired. The people weren't fired up enough to look into it because we know our elected officials aren't going to look into it. Look how hard it was for us to get the Arizona audit. What about mm-hmm. the Wisconsin audit? What about the Georgia audit? I mean, all these audits are taking a long time to do. Why? Because elected officials don't want to do it. They don't want to, they rather pretend like it doesn't exist than to have to face the facts that it does under maladministration. Can you please explain? Okay, first of all, I want you to say, is there any update on decertifying Arizona yet? Or we're just still working on it? Because we sent a whole bunch of affidavits and that's all evidence to we can use in a grand jury. Do you have any new information you can share with us on that?
Well, everything right now, as you're probably aware, is in the hands of AG Brnovich, because the criminal referrals and all the evidence that was collected during the audit was basically put in his lap, and it's up to him to, I guess, follow through as far as looking into what they found, and then saying, yes, this is true. We found it. These people need to be held accountable for what's happened, depending on what they found, right? Now, we already know that they have people on video deleting a million files a day before the audit. We already know what we know who they are. So I know AG Brnovich knows who they are as well. And I kind of get the sense from him that he talks very constitutional, from that standpoint. He's always talking about the Constitution and jurisdiction, and it gives me a little hope that somebody who's a first generation American has a grasp of our Constitution, what it means, maybe a little more than people who've been here for a long time, even, and I think that I really do think that he will do the right thing. Now, he's running for Senate here in Arizona, which gives me even a little more reason to believe that he might do the right thing, because if he doesn't,
He's done.
he has zero chance. Zero
Zero.
chance. And if he does, he will not only have a very good chance of winning the Senate race, but he will also be an American hero, like in the history books type American hero. And for him to pass that up, I don't know. I really think that we're going to see him do the right thing and hold some people accountable, and not just some of these low level people. I think he's going to do the right thing. We'll see. We'll see. But I think he'll do the right thing, and it's kind of in his hands at this point. Now, decertification should happen regardless, because we have enough right now. We've had enough for a while. And the problem is this: they sine died, they shut down the session instead of going into a recess and waiting until the stuff came out, right? And which, in my mind, is a huge mistake. Now, they did it because they had to get bills passed. If they weren't passed by a certain date, they would not be implemented. They would be lost, basically, going into 2022. So there was that issue they had to take into account. I personally feel as good as some of these bills were that they had, and there were some great bills in there for Arizona, but nothing's more important than decertification and correction of 2020. I really believe that without decertification and correction of 2020 in Arizona, none of these other bills, they don't matter at all to me. They hold no weight in comparison. That's just my opinion. They have a different opinion. And their Senate attorney has a different opinion. And Cory Longhofer basically told them, you need to do this. And that's what they did.
Well, I see what your point is, and I can't say I disagree with you. I really, and because I became a PC, and so now I have the ear. Well, I've had some of the ears of some of the legislatures. I think it's important to build a relationship with your legislator, the people that represent you, because they're likely going to listen to you if you have a good relationship with them. And over the last 2 years, I built a great relationship with some of my legislatures, and I encourage you to do the same, because I've been telling them we still have the same scumbags running our elections. They're still in office, and that's a problem. We have the midterms coming up. We have really crappy redistricting lines going into the state of Arizona. Then we have the scumbags who cheated in the last, I don't even know how many elections, still running our elections. And that, to me, I get nervous to see people like you or see people like my senator have the possibility of losing their elections, not because it's organic, but because of the cheating that goes on, because the scumbags that have been cheating all along are still running the elections. So until something gets fixed, and I really hope that the attorney general will fix it before our midterm election, because if he really does, do what we expect him to do, then I think that'll save us the scumbags. I think they'll be either arrested or they'd be forced out of their position, or I don't know. Because they definitely are have dirt on their hands. And in some of those affidavits, we even show, didn't we, I'm trying to think, because there's so many affidavits out there. Did we show that their hands were not clean? Like they took, was that in the affidavit that we sent out to
Yeah,
decertify?
there's certain like legal terms like people acting in good faith. That's the one that stands out to me. Yeah, unclean hands is another one, But when you say somebody's acting good, that's what notices do. So if somebody says, "Oh, well, we're going to vaccinate kids because we want to help them so they don't die from COVID." And we all know it's BS, right? We all know it's BS. So when we lay out a notice saying, "Well, here's the facts. Here's the actual facts of a child dying from COVID, or 2 in a million," from Dr. David Szamati, he's been putting stuff out, and other frontline doctors, and the actual harmful effects for something that's 99.999997%, for a kid that is, you have a you got to take into account the COVID potential for death, right? And then the shot and what it causes. Myocarditis, we've had all these problems. Soccer players dropping like flies in Europe. It's only a matter of time before we start seeing it, I feel, with our athletes here in
Well,
the
did you hear
NBA,
about Gavin
NFL.
Newsom? Gavin Newsom got injured by the vaccine.
And Saki, where's she been? She's been gone the same, I think, 12 days as well. And I think they got
Oh,
a
I didn't
booster the
even
same
notice
day.
that. You're right, because I just have such a disdain for that woman. You were absolutely right.
So there's bad things happening, and there's bad things we know from some of these doctors that have been on with Stu Peters and other doctors that have been shown or been showing to people what is in these vaccines under a microscope, showing them. They got
Dr.
metals in
Madej
them.
has discovered that under them, it's disgusting.
They got
It's like these little
parasites.
creatures in there from like if you would go to the lake and then go look under the microscope, like creatures like that are in the shots.
It's crazy, and now they're pushing a Pfizer pill taking daily, which I can't get the list of ingredients. I can't find it anywhere, but I'll bet money it's ivermectin or some other stuff mixed in. So but that horse dewormer, it's bad for you.
Oh,
And it's they've lied, they've lied, they've lied. The American people are waking up. The American people are learning. And it's going to be a learning curve. We have to continue taking advantage of platforms like Mike Lindell, like Clay, like Clay Clark, like Stu Peters, General Flynn, and all these great people to one, spread the word, the truth, right? And with evidence, which we do. And then also showing them how to fight. So what a notice does is we lay out what they're doing that's wrong. We shine light on what they're doing and say, this is not right. We expect it to be corrected. You can no longer act in good faith knowing what we just told you. So they can't hide behind that. We're just doing it in good faith to help the common good, the common people. And we would say, no, you can't do that anymore. We gave you notice. We showed you what you're doing is wrong. The next step would be an affidavit to correct the wrong, which again, we're trying to get back these grand juries and direct access. So they can screw around all they want, but we're going to get direct access eventually. And when we do, there's going to be hell to pay for these people that don't listen and don't correct things that we're showing them.
Correct. Are we able to talk at all about the airline industry and the notice that we had sent out? Is that okay to talk about that? Okay. Yeah, let's do that because you and I were on the same Zoom meeting and we had, wasn't he a pilot? What was he? Is he active military or a veteran?
He's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force and now a pilot.
And he works for one of the major airlines, right?
Yeah, he's with American, I believe.
Yeah, we had a great discussion about how we're going to go after the airlines with all their mandates that they're going on, not only for their employees, but frankly, we are freaking tired of the mask on every airplane and every single day there is some kind of fight between a passenger and a flight attendant. Some flight attendants have a stick up their butt that think they're the mask police and just will not stop harassing you about it. Tell us about this notice that went out. And hey, by the way, all the notices, not all of them, but a couple of notices that just came out, I'm going to have in the link. And I expect every one of you to click the link and sign the notice. Okay. Every one of you watching. If you don't, you'll disappoint me greatly because we the people are taking over. And this is one way we do that. So, what did we discuss a couple weeks ago with the airlines? Because I was so fired up. I was so excited about it. And I can't wait to get the paper copy.
So what we did at the airlines is we're given notice from a perspective of the people, not just the pilots themselves. But I was actually pulling up, I was trying to pull up the one notice we had to review specifically. I'll see if I can find that as I'm talking here. So what we did is we laid it out. David wrote up something and we got it correct. We also had it in jot form as well. So we could email and just bombard these people with this notice. And we're giving you an opportunity to say, hey, we know what you're doing. We know you're using Title 42 programs. We know you're using our tax money as revenue and our Social Security money to basically steal our rights and steal our money to take people's jobs away for not getting something that's taking this drug that's against your will. It's insane what I see happening, and the lack of the freedom of choice is blatantly unconstitutional. But we kind of wrapped all of this up with we know what you're doing, and we know the dirty that you're doing to the people right now. We know about Title 42 as a revenue generating machine. We know it's not enacted by Congress; it's a non-positive law. We know the fact that we know what the Constitution says. We know what our rights are, and here they are. We list them out. Now I haven't heard anything back yet, and so we're kind of waiting. But the pressure when you get 50 to 100 people to do it, but when you have thousands or even tens of thousands of people doing it, that's when it gets attention, and that's when they're like, oh shoot, they got us. They kind of caught us. We better back off, because again, it goes back to the people. If you don't want to hold one another, if you don't want to hold it accountable, and you don't want to fix the problem, then the people are going to hold them accountable for you. And we're going to get it, and we're going to get it done. And like I said, when we do, it's going to be hell to pay. I've been saying that for the last 7 or 8 months, but this takes time. But we're not going to stop until every single person that's done wrong to the people is held accountable.
And you're right. You and David and the group that you formed have been going after every aspect of our lives. Now, I want to let you guys know if we also clear up with 2020 and fix that election, all this stuff goes away. The wrongful people in office that are trying to usher in all this nonsense goes away. That's why the audits are key. That's why decertification is key. And I'm really excited to see that Josh Barnett and David Jose are trying to take back the grand jury. Are you able to give us any more updates on what's going around the nation as far as audits go? Because I know you're really connected with a lot of the people involved in the grassroots level in the different states. Do you have any information you could share with us?
Yeah, the big one for me right now is there's a couple things going on. In Michigan, there's been people reaching out to a very well-known paper analysis person to perform some type of audit there of what's going on. Now, nothing's been officially confirmed. I do know that he's been in talks with people, but nothing's been officially confirmed yet. So that's good positive news that there is dialogue happening. In Wisconsin, there is a representative in Wisconsin. I won't say his name, but there's a representative I've been speaking with for a while now, and he has a resolution to decertify and have a full forensic audit in Wisconsin.
Awesome.
Now, a lot of this too was past things that have happened with maladministration, which I talked to them about before.
Pause right
But
there. Tell us about maladministration. We throw that word around, but maybe people don't know what that exactly means.
well, what it is just, for example, in Maricopa, we have a certain time frame when the ballots from BOS were supposed to be sent to the
Treasurer.
treasury. And that never happened. Right. So just certain things like that, that things were not followed, statutes were not followed properly, is maladministration or bad administration. Right. So what happened in Wisconsin is you guys saw the sheriff from Racine County found all this stuff at the nursing homes. So just, and we saw the letters that were sent to the nursing homes, basically telling them to cheat. Forget about the statute. We want you to just do whatever you want. And we're talking about effective of over 50,000 to 100,000 plus votes that were affected by this. And so he took this information and put it in, obviously, because there was state statutes that were, I think three of them that were broken in Wisconsin, just in the nursing home issue. And that nursing home issue happened because of an affidavit. Whoa. So there's an affidavit that was written, or maybe a couple different ones, but I know for sure there's one that was written in regards to this issue in nursing homes. And I believe it was in the same county. So the sheriff took heed to it and looked into it, and then had his own investigation done, right? So now we have that with all the other administrative issues that were happening in Wisconsin. But then we have 23,000 people from the same voting location, you know, all this other stuff that's been coming out with some of the canvassing efforts that have been going on as well. It's definitely a reason to call for decertification. It definitely a reason to call for a full forensic audit. Speaker Voss is weak. He's like a Ducey type.
Yep.
You know, so we need to keep major pressure. But I know this particular representative is waiting on a senator, a state senator, to sign on with them to bring this resolution to the floor. So far, they've had some trouble finding a senator. Amazingly. So I suggest everybody out here that's listening, contact Janelle Branchen and tell her to get her butt in gear and get with this guy, because she knows who I'm talking about. And she needs to sign on to this proposal or this resolution for decertification and a full forensic audit based off the statutes that were broken alone. Not to mention all the other nonsense that's happened up there. Mm-hmm. But just literally, they broke state law. And you still aren't talking about it. You still aren't doing anything about it. It's unconscionable what's happening. But again, I do know he's working on it. I've seen the resolution. I've read it. I've given it to two other Arizona senators to read over, and if they had any anything they'd like to add or to take, you know, to add or to take out, you know, as far as the wording. I gave them my suggestion of what I felt they should be a little more specific on who does the forensic audit, instead of leaving it a little more general like it was written. But I feel that I don't like playing games. I don't like letting any government official, elected servant, or courts, I don't like giving them any reason to kind of pick who they want.
Right.
You know, I like to take any discretion out of the mix and tell them, this is what the people want. This is what the people demand. And this is who we expect to do the work.
Well, that's the smart way to go, because they'll just pick God knows who, like New Jersey. That was devastating. The people worked so hard for an audit and they got a crappy audit out of it. So you're right. Let's not give the government any chance to ruin an audit that people are working so hard to get. Yes, please. Thank you. Okay.
It's like in Georgia, you get what ends up happening is you get a recount of the same fraudulent votes.
Right. Right.
And it's a waste of time.
If we do that in Arizona, if we had just done a recount, then Biden, of course, would have won.
Yeah.
You have to look into the votes to see, did he really legitimately win? And in Arizona, no, he did not.
Yeah,
the recount said he did, but when you look into it, he did not win Arizona.
Yeah, they're like, Biden got 200 more votes, actually. And I'm like, that's because you're not smart enough to take out the fraudulent votes and the illegal votes that happened in the 17,000 plus duplicate ballots that were taken in.
Oh yeah.
Take those away, and I'll bet you $1 million that out of the 17,000 plus duplicate ballots, that 90% of them or more were for Biden. I'm just guessing. Now, that's something that Brnovich has to find out, and that's up to him.
Yeah, so I guess we should keep the pressure on him and his office. I wanted to ask you, because I always mention, get with David Jose, get with Josh Barnett, learn how to do affidavits. When people come after me, I'm going to lose my job. What do I do? So how do people find your classes so that they can learn about writing affidavits, and where can they get affidavits? Because there's a lot already created.
Yeah.
So give us information on that.
Well, we did kind of a last minute emergency webinar, as you know, last Saturday, to address the issue. And so we have that recorded, right? We have that recorded in a group. I'll get you a group for that too. But what we did is we set up a Telegram group called, and I always get the name mixed up, Connect We, all one word, Real Law. If you go there, that is our main core group of people that are helping one another with affidavits and notices. And we also have, our affidavit mamas that have been helping tremendously, because we can't take on, we can only do so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been helping tremendously. We have other people, Julie Wentz and other people that are around the state that are putting out, you know, information and teaching people and doing a tremendous job with it. So we've been utilizing these Telegram groups to teach people and to have access to different affidavits, and the affidavit mamas have been helping tremendously with reference to everything now, not just school board related stuff, fighting mask mandates and absurd things that are going on there, but also they're helping us tremendously around the country with everything now. Even with the J6 political prisoners, you know, we did a thing with Neil last night, or Neil Johnson, and had one of the former political prisoners that was released a few months ago, but you know, kind of what he went through and what's happening is like I said, Stalin-esque, KGB mm-hmm. style. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off. It's absolutely mm-hmm. ridiculous that this is happening in our country,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to stop. And I can't believe for the life of me that they're locking people away 23 hours a day for trespassing, literally trespassing. And you know, maybe a few of the people had little scuffles. I don't know. I don't know the whole history of every single person there. If there was scuffles with police, or if there was something that happened, you know, then that was stupid and that was on them. But even with that, that doesn't condone throwing somebody in solitary confinement for since then, right? And it's November. So for 11 or 10, 11 months now, and with no due process, access to lawyers are very minimal, if any, and no, you know, no expediency at all. You know, the fact that they haven't been charged with anything at this point and just detained for this long and treated how they are, it's despicable to me. I can't, even people I don't like, even the most liberal Democrat socialists out there should not have to go through what mm-hmm. they're going through right now.
And let us not forget, Kamala Harris bailed out criminals, Antifa, BLM, who burned down cities, mm-hmm. who committed crimes, and
kill people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
she's
they
raising
bailed
money
them out.
For them. Yeah, and she's raising money, setting up GoFundMe's or whatever and stuff for them. It's absolutely it's disgusting. I'm so disgusted with our three-letter agencies and our government. Like, don't these people have any integrity or have any type of like just loyalty to our country and our constitution? It's just unbelievable to me that anyone, mm-hmm. I used to hold those people in high regard,
right,
as far as the FBI related people, CIA. I was like, man, if somebody told me they're an FBI agent, I'd be mm-hmm. like, wow, that's tremendous. Like, I would hold you up here, honestly. I'd hold you up even higher than a president, because he's an elected servant. You know, I really held those people in that type of regard, at least in my mind. But then I see what's happening and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I don't care if you're low level or not. Speak up and do the right thing. Don't give me that crap. I'm just taking orders. That stuff does not fly with me. That's Nazi Germany mm-hmm. nonsense. And I that's unacceptable to me.
That's right.
And anybody in law enforcement, I got family, you know, law enforcement. Like, I tell them, I go, speak up. If you don't speak up, nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're that worried about losing your job, I'm sorry, but there's something more, there's things that are more important. And our saving our republic mm-hmm. is more important, because I can find you work. I can get you another job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even help you find another job, you know, and it'll probably pay more. Right. And you don't have to worry about getting shot by some wacky criminal.
It's true.
So, you know, and I know what they go through, and I know the type of work they put in and what they deal with on a regular basis. And I get it, you know, but we really need these people to show some integrity and stand up and speak out against this tyrannical KGB style, Stalin-esque, I mean, name something, you know, that's happening right now.
Yeah.
You took an oath to the Constitution, follow right. it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about what you're saying in every level, in every, like, in every industry, people need to step up. Physicians yeah. need to step up and say, I'm not pushing remdesivir anymore. We need to give ivermectin. I mean, if they fire you, open your own clinic. It's on my heart that to tell you guys that I feel like God is telling me you need to open your own clinic, your own hospitals, yeah. take back your industry. We need people to go back to the border. If God has been tugging on your heart that maybe I should get involved and you're a retired military or retired law enforcement, we need you at the border. We need your presence more than ever. If yeah. you're in construction and you've just felt like this pull on how do I help? Get down to the border, let's crowdfund the wall, and let's finish the dang on wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to take back every level of industry because they stole it. And bravery begets bravery begets bravery. So we've had doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Mm-hmm. Zelenko, Dr. Meehan. Mm-hmm. We have Dr. McCullough. We have all these doctors that have stepped out and said, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And yes, stuff has happened to them, but you know what? At least they have integrity. At least they can look themselves in the face, and at least they can say, I'm helping people. Law enforcement, same thing, especially yes. up top. I mean, yes. you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, am I protecting people? I was made to protect people. Am I doing that? And if you can't answer that and say, yes, you're in the wrong job, or you need to step out in that faith and bravery begets bravery, because if you do it, other people like Carrie Lake, she yes. was one of the first ones who came out and said, hey, I'm tired of lying to the people. People trust me, and I don't want my face to be associated with people lying. And mm-hmm. guess what? Ivory Heckler came out, and then mm-hmm. I interviewed April Moss, and she came out. And mm-hmm. we need more journalists to step out yeah. and say, hey, you know, I'm tired of lying to people. Guys, your media is lying to you. We have to take back every industry. And if you're going to just say, well, I'm too scared to lose my job, then I have no respect for you. Because this is a do or die moment. It's not like we are not in a serious situation. We're in a serious situation. So take back your industry. Because if God's calling you to do something, this is how we lose. You ignore the calling. I could have ignored the calling. I haven't been a broadcaster in 10 years, 9 years. I could have ignored the calling. God told me, pick up your mic. Okay, God, I'll pick up my mic. Who am I going to talk to? My audience is gone. I don't know. But then, boom, 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 like all these people. Mm-hmm. I meet Josh Barnett. I knew it was a God thing I met Josh Barnett. I hear him speak at an event. 2 weeks later, he sits right next to me. God mm-hmm. put him right freaking next to me because God knew I was going to pick up the mic and I was going to give information out and people were going to ask me about information that only Josh knew. And if Josh didn't sit right next to me, I wouldn't know the information that Josh has. And that information is going out to everybody because we need a lot of voices to magnify what Josh is doing. And so it was no, when Josh sat by me, I was like, whoa. Like, I just knew it was a God moment. I just knew I was supposed to meet him. And I was a little overwhelmed. I'm like, first of all, I had like that celebrity feeling like, oh my God, I love what you're saying. And like, not that he's a celebrity, but I kind of felt those jitters like, this is such an amazing man. And he's doing exactly what I've been waiting for men to do. Step out in faith, be strong, be bold, be courageous, take back our nation. The things that God asked him to do as being a leader. God asked men to be leaders in our home, in our country. And men have just sat back and not really taken their leadership role. And I see this man who's strong and who's courageous and won't take BS. And I'm just like, wow. And so I got that like celebrity moment, like, oh my God, I'm sitting by this really cool man. But I also knew in that moment, I'm like, God made me sit by that man. God put me in that situation to sit by that man so I could get his word out, to get his information out, to help more people. Because God knew I was going to get people to ask me, I just lost my job. What do I do? I'll tell you mm-hmm. what you do. First responders, I'm about to lose my job. What do I do? I'll tell you what to do. And it's because if I didn't know Josh Barnett, I wouldn't know how to fix the problem. So it's really cool. And it's all because I stepped out and said, okay, God, I'll pick up my mic. Don't know who I'm going to talk to. And then my audience has been growing like crazy. The connections are growing like crazy. And we're going to win because you take back your industry. You take back whatever that thing is that God's telling you to do. You do it, even though it's freaking scary. You do it, and this is how we win. We lose if you don't listen to what God's telling you to do. That's how we lose. Plain and simple.
I agree with you 100%. It's funny. Isn't it funny how God kind of puts people in your life at the right time? When you're kind of like, ah, I'm done. I'm just done. I'm tired of being stonewalled. And then boom, somebody comes into your life. And David and I have been, we joke about it now. Like, well, literally, like just yesterday, we were getting very frustrated of getting these big name people to listen, you know, because they don't know what to do. They have no clue what to do. They have no clue. And I love all of them. Like, I'm a huge fan of every single one of them.
Right.
But they're getting terrible advice from attorneys. They keep getting their butts kicked into courts, if they even get to the court. And they have no idea what to do. And we're like, hey, we're over here. we're giving you an alternative, you know what I mean? To engage the people and get involved and utilize the people. And this is a different way of doing things. Why not try it? I mean, you keep failing, right? Time after time again. What's it to hurt to try it this way? Right.
Exactly.
And there's nothing to, you know, there's nothing to lose at this point. And we still to this day can't get somebody to listen. but it's fine because David's right. And I get a little more frustrated in David sometimes with that. But because I do know some of these people and I can't get them to stop for 30 minutes to listen. Because I really believe if I had to ear somebody for 30 minutes, David and I sat down and explained the concept of what we're doing and why we're doing it and why it's been show different successes we've had. And that's why Neil Johnson had us on last night. We literally worked with Neil in Minnesota and had a mask mandate removed using affidavits. And he saw it firsthand with his own eyes. So he knows there's something to this. Now, does it work every single time, every single place? No, not right away. But eventually we're going to get our way with it. Because, like I said, the grand jury involvement, other stuff we're working on, is we're going to hold these people accountable. They think they got away with it.
Yes, they do.
But we're going to hold them accountable. So, but sometimes people read that, not all the time, but sometimes they read that and they're like, wow, these people are right. And they could really get us because we are, they're, what they're saying is correct. And we need to correct this. Otherwise, I don't want to take the risk of being held accountable for this amount of money, you know, going to a constitutional arbitration or something like that. And sometimes they correct it. Sometimes they do the right thing. Sometimes they don't even know what they're doing is unconstitutional. A lot of times that's the case. A lot of times people don't know, just like we didn't know initially, right? You know, like a lot of these people don't know. The elected officials have no clue what their job is. No clue.
And you and I and Josh have talked, or Dave talked about it, because the more I hear Dave say, the more I'm convinced the school is on purpose not teaching the attorneys the truth about the Constitution to keep us from not knowing the truth of the Constitution.
Yes.
And it's all a planned thing. You know, nothing of this is like natural and organic. It's all been planned. It's all like the Rockefellers who got into the medical world, and now look where we're at. Big pharma everywhere controlling everything. CDC, yeah. The FDA, the WHO. I mean, big pharma is controlling that. You think those doctors are controlling it? No, big pharma is. And why? Because the Rockefellers got involved and took away natural medicine, so it's only pharma. Yeah, of course there's a place for pharmacy. But there's also a place for natural health too. I mean, they go together. They really do. And so do you guys understand why I'm behind Josh Barnett? Even though he's not in my congressional district, I don't think, which we're changing, so maybe he is. Do you understand why I'm behind the man? Because even though he might not personally represent me in Washington, he represents me in Washington. I could call him and be like, Josh, hey, what about this legislation? Can you introduce this legislation? Or Josh, can you come speak here? Because when you have the title, people really respect you. And the title is going to get them into places that someone like me couldn't get access to. But doesn't mean that I lose my authority as the people and he doesn't become my servant anymore. I mean, he's still my servant, but sometimes that title opens up doors for you that you wouldn't have otherwise. For instance, being a PC, that opened doors for me that I wouldn't have had otherwise. Now I have a vote in Maricopa County, and you know, now I have the ear of more legislatures and stuff like that. So every title you get does open doorways for you. Doesn't change the fact that he's the elected servant and we're the boss, but it does open a lot of doors, which is great because we need a man like him, courageous and bold and who loves God and who's really called. I really think he's called for this. However, if we don't control 2020, people like Josh don't stand a chance to win, not because they didn't organically win, because the win was taken from them, like we saw with Donald Trump. And so I want you to go into his website, barnettforaz.com. I want you guys to donate to him. I want you to check in the links below because I'm going to have those jot forms for a couple of the affidavits that went out. And the other thing is, if you are a business owner and you are looking for money, I have a friend, Tax Incentive Agency, and she works with business owners to find the money that the federal government already put in the budget, and it's just being left on the table because no one's going after it. So if you're a business owner and you could use some extra money, contact Tax Incentive Agency. Now, the link is in the description. She helped our restaurant owner get $134,000 in money that was just set aside for businesses by the federal government. So get in touch with her. Remember, drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May. And then our guys, MyPillow at mypillow.com, use promo code Amber and save up to 66%. And also, we're on Telegram, so join us at AZ Supermoms. Now, it's not just for moms. It was just started by supermoms. Everyone's welcome to join, men, women. You don't even have to be a parent. You just have to love Arizona. You have to love our country, and you can join us. So I want to thank Josh for being on the program today. You really helped us a lot understand what's going on and that there is a remedy for it and that we learned we have a fighter who believes like we do.
I've been called, I think it was supposed to be a negative, but I didn't take it as a negative. I've been called, he's an activist. And I said, yes, I am. I'm an activist for the people. You're right. And that's exactly why I'm running. I'm running truly for the people and for this country and America First policies and policies that work, policies that make America better, not put us behind every single country on earth like he's doing right now. So, you know, it's the people that matter. And, you know, I know my role in Congress. I'm an elected servant. Like I've been telling, sometimes these people don't like me speaking because I call them elected servants or elected trustees. And I think they get kind of frustrated because they like to be held on a pedestal.
Yes,
but I'm like, I know my role. I'm an elected servant. I'm here to serve the people. I'm here to serve this country and do what's best for the United States of America, not China, not Germany, not Russia, not France, but mm-hmm. the United States, not Mexico. You know what I mean? Like, we can work with these people, right? But we need to do what's best for America. And there's so many things right now that aren't being done that should be done that were started to happen under President Trump with his America First policies that work. They flat out work. I don't care if you like him or not. I don't care if you don't like his personality. I don't give a damn what you think about his personality. His policies work flat out, and that's what we need in this country. We need to do that. That America First agenda is something that is going to pull our country out of this abyss that we're in right now, and I think save our republic and get back on track.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And we have the power. And Josh Barnett laid it out today about how we have the power. So guys, you need to support.
Oh, Amber, one thing real quick.
Yeah.
We have a book coming out that I'm super excited about. David Jose and I linked up with a friend who owns a publishing company. Actually, he reached out to me with a publishing company and said, hey, I've been following you guys. He's always on our watching our YouTube, always on my Twitter and stuff. And he goes, I want to write a book about what you guys experienced and what you've done and what these notices are, what these affidavits are, what's happened, you know, the last year and a half, I guess, almost 2 years now. And so we're like, wow, I never really thought about it, but I think that'd be pretty cool, right?
That's so cool. Because
we're trying to spread the message to however we possibly can, you know, and this is just another way that we can hopefully spread the message of how people can fight and how people can protect themselves and their rights, whether it's against CPS, whether it's against, you name it. We talk about a few different things throughout the book. And we talk about certain things that I've gone through, even from a personal standpoint. That have been fought, as you guys know, David fought CPS and still has a continuous fight with them. But he's been able to take his knowledge and apply it and help others as well. And that's what we're about. It's not even about us. It's about helping others. And you know, good things usually happen. When you help others, it might not happen right away, but good things will come to you later. You just got to keep doing the right thing. You know, in Catholic Church, we always say do what's right and just. And I really believe that if you do what's right and just, good things will happen. Eventually good things will happen. You got to have some faith, you know, and we have a lack of faith in this country and a lack of God, unfortunately, that we're trying to bring back and revive as well.
Oh yeah. That book will bring so much more credibility too. Every time there's someone who has a book, it just like instant credibility. Not that you're not already credible. You're very credible, but
Yeah, I understand.
something about that book is just like, oh, I need to listen to this man. His name is on the book. So
Yeah,
therefore he knows a lot of
it's
stuff.
called Saving America.
That's
How,
awesome.
now I'm trying to remember the exact title, how a gym owner and a guy from the ghetto helped save the Republic.
Oh my
Because
God.
David always liked to say, he always likes to say black guy from the ghetto, but they didn't want to use that title, so we just said a guy from the
That's
ghetto.
awesome. And it can be found on Amazon, right?
It'll be on Amazon. We have right now, there's just the author version right now for us to do a last minute check, edit type of thing, or add pictures or testimonials or anything we want in there. After that, at the very end of November here, I'm guessing by once we give the okay, it'll probably be available early December.
Is there a pre-sale yet on that since
Not
it's
yet, not
no?
yet.
Okay.
It'll probably, I think the pre-sale will be available right before I'm thinking right before maybe the very end of November or the very early December is when it'll be available for pre-sale and that kind of thing.
I think that's so cool. I think that's so cool. And he showed me that. I was like, wow, that's awesome. Way to go. So Josh for AZ.com, no, Barnett for AZ.com, go support that man. Drop a $5, $10, $50 donation. But make sure you click the link for the JOT form, because that's how we're going to send a powerful message saying, hey, you're violating my rights. I'm putting you on notice and you need to
Yeah,
knock it off. You need to knock it off.
exactly. So
Well, thank you.
here's the thing right here, if you can
Oh,
see it. I'm
cool.
gonna
Yes. Oh, that's a beautiful title. Look at that beautiful picture. Oh my gosh, I
So
love
it's pretty
that.
cool. They did a pretty cool job to kind of like of tying together, the idea of freedom and America and what we believe in, but yet kind of like a since we both believe in God and we're both, we both have this different, especially now, more than ever, honestly, like the spiritualness of how we think and everything in the last couple of years has increased, dramatically for me personally. And I know David has too, but it kind of brought in that heaven element,
I
with the
love
sun and
that.
the clouds and everything. So it was definitely, I really think it's pretty cool. I think it'll be an easy read for people. It's about 140 pages. So not too long, not too short, but it's a pretty cool story and I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, I think they will. I think they really will because you guys are really amazing men. And it's my pleasure to know both of you. So go check him out. Check the links below, all the links below. AZ Supermoms on Telegram. And thank you for coming on my program.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you.